What am I to? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Some time ago, I had dinner with three Jews, father, mother, and daughter. Their other daughter became a Catholic and became a nun. The father was convinced his daughter became a Catholic and became a nun was crazy. So he invited me to dinner to convince him and his family that his daughter became a Catholic and the religious woman was not crazy. So, as we were to sit down for the meal, they said, and they called me Father, to their credit, Father, we want to tell you, we are Jewish, but we are atheists. Oh, you're atheists. That means we've got to start this meal with a prayer. They didn't like it. So what? And guess what? See, that whole meal, all we talked about was God. And I told the father, in the presence of his wife and other daughter, one reason your daughter became a nun was that she might, by her faithful life as a religious, obtain the greatest conversion for you three people, so you will become Christians and Catholics too. Sisters, behave like Catholics, talk like Catholics, and we pray that Catholics not hide their faith. Fourth part. In this petition, Thy Kingdom Come, we are praying that those who belong to the Holy Catholic Church may be zealous to share their precious treasure with everyone who enters their lives. Sisters, we have the true faith to bring this faith to others. I'll never forget a flight from New York City, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Almost 5 hours by plane. I was sitting in the end seat. Across the aisle was a woman. And I could tell she wanted to talk. I had work to do. But she was persistent. So I made an act of resignation. And put down my work and talked. This woman was a Muslim from Iran. She was coming to visit her son, who was in university in New Mexico. But she spoke good English, the mother did. All we talked about that whole plane flight was Isa, Jesus. And I told all about Isa being, as you remember, the Ibn Allah. And you must pray to Isa because he is Allah. She said, I've never heard that. But you're hearing it now. That lady has been writing to me from Iran. She's not a Catholic yet. We pray here, Thy Kingdom come, that Catholics be zealous not be afraid. I'll keep coming back to this, to the eighth day of the retreat, sisters. Do not be victims or slaves of human respect. Fifth thing we're praying for. We are praying that the souls in purgatory may soon enter the kingdom of heaven. I was so happy to see on the ground floor of this building the word purgatory. In some of your houses, sisters, I say this from my heart, you have a list of your deceased missionaries of charity. And it says, these are our dear sisters who are in heaven. I say to myself, not so fast. Not so fast. Now, of course, we should pray to go straight to heaven when our bodies die. But don't bank on it. Pray for the souls, first of all, your own fellow religious, for those members of our own families, our dearly beloved ones, and pray for all the souls in purgatory. May I ask, in your grace after meals, do you have the invocation? And may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Well, I've got over 3 weeks to go. I'll do my best. I didn't used to do this till my mother died. I thought of myself, hardened. You idiot. You start praying for the poor souls. Pray for the poor souls every day. That's what we are praying for. Thy kingdom come, that the souls in the church suffering may enter the church triumphant. Finally, sixth thing we are praying for in this second petition of the Our Father. To all of us in the church militant, sisters, do you know what? Our religious habit is our military uniform. You're all enlisted. Do you believe me? There's a war going on. And you've no choice. There are no volunteers for the church militant. You're all, what shall I say? You're all, well, inscribed in the church militant. In other words, the only voluntary service in the church militant. We've got no choice whether we belong to the church militant or not. The only voluntary choice we have is to fight. And sisters, my ideas may, if you give me the answer that I'm looking for. Who is the worst enemy that we have to fight in this church militant? Did somebody say that? Am I hearing ourselves? Viva! leave us. And this is what the second petition is all about. Thy kingdom come. I thought I would close with a quotation from the Little Flower.